ABC Radio Australia.
We now turn our attention to Timor-Leste, where the realities of a changing climate continue to present themselves around the world. But in Timor-Leste, there's concern that climate change is exacerbating certain social issues, including gender-based violence. In remote parts of the country, women and girls have to walk long distances just to get fresh water, especially during the long dry season. But that puts many at risk, as ABC's Timor-Leste reporter Vonya Vieira found out.
40-year-old mother of two Leonilda Carvalho lives in Abu Village, a three-hour drive from the capital Dili, in Timor-Leste rugged Matabian Mountains. It's her job to fetch water for her family needs.
Usually at 4 a.m., we go to fetch water from the spring with three buckets and arrive back home by 5 a.m. There is no water in the afternoon, so we have to go early. Otherwise, there won't be any water left.
It's hard, back-breaking work.
Every day we go to the river with three buckets. Although they are heavy, I have to run because I am alone and afraid.
The water she collects is used for cooking and washing, but she's not sure how clean it is.
The water we collect is used for cooking and drinking, but not for bathing the children. And I don't use it to wash either.
The area around Abu was known for its cool climate, but Leonilda says the cool mornings for her childhood are gone. The task of fetching water gets even more difficult when the springs dry up during the long dry season.
If the spring is dry, we call a water tank vendor to buy water. If we don't have money, we can't buy it.
Local leader Joaquim Domingo Suarez says the community has had difficulty accessing water for many years, especially during the dry season.
Abu Village has serious water difficulties. During the dry season, we have to walk long distances to fetch water. Families with money can buy water at $2.50 per barrel, but those without money struggle to afford it.
He says the burden of fetching water falls on women and children.
Before the women and children leave for school, they have to fetch water first. They are late to school because the school is far away.
Esminia Laura Ximenez, the executive director of the Young Women's Group of Timor-Leste, says poor access to water is also a safety issue and contributes to other social problems as well.
We collected this information through case studies and information from the community. Community leaders shared with us too that mostly young women were assaulted on the way to fetch water.
Ms. Ximenez says the problem is being made worse by climate change.
Our mothers and daughters who live in remote areas used to access water near the village, but these have dried up because of climate change. Now they have to walk long distances from their homes, sometimes several kilometres, just to fetch water.
Among the 130 households in Abu, around 500 people do not have access to water source near their homes. Across the country, 350,000 people out of a total population of 1.3 million do not have access to clean water. And 65 children die every year from diarrhea, according to a report by WaterAid Timor-Leste. Back in Abu, Leonilda hopes for change, so she no longer has to walk long distances every day to get water.
Ask the government to supply water closer to our homes so that we can use it and not have to walk far.